Radio Molossia.
News break. This month's news in the Republic of Molossia.
Fort Scrap, 19 April 2026. The Molossia Navy is pleased to unveil its latest line of defense against any potential enemies, Fort Scrap. Fort Scrap is a simple wood and steel fortification similar to those built during the First World War, although above ground. The fort is built of wood scraps left from recent renewal projects around Molossia and thus named for these scraps. The fort guards the northwest frontier of our nation, a possible avenue of attack in the event of such a thing. Constructed sturdy and solid, the Fort Scrap can be ably defend against any small arms fire and possibly even bigger. In these uncertain times, any defense of our nation and its sovereignty is welcome, and this mighty fort is welcome indeed. We are quite proud of Fort Scrap, along with nearby Fort Fenwick, bastions of strength for the security of our nation. In other news, Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead. The Desert Star Rocket, 25 April 2026. The Molossian Air and Space Agency is proud to unveil our latest achievement in the conquest of space, the Desert Star Rocket. Sitting on three powerful engines, the Desert Star is designed to launch a Molossonaut into orbit and bring him or her home safely. Molossian scientists recently discovered that our national beverage, the Molossolini, is actually also a powerful rocket fuel when distilled under certain top-secret conditions. And this was a game-changer for our space program. Using this surprisingly volatile beverage, we can now launch rockets into the heavens with ease and enjoy a refreshing drink at the same time. Soon the Desert Star will launch skyward, taking Molossians into space and carrying the glory of our great nation into the great beyond.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom.
Thank you.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Strange Adventure.
Sergeant Cassidy picked up the jangling telephone and listened to the report.
Ish. All right, Belden, we'll be right out.
The police officer swiveled in his chair to give the message to Inspector Jonathan Hawk.
Well, Chief, we've got another murder on our hands, or maybe it's a suicide.
Do it.
Well, Officer Belden says the victim, self-made or otherwise, is Rip Randall, the wealthy playboy and stock dabbler. He's out at the Shannon Towers apartments.
A few minutes later, Inspector Hawk and Sergeant Cassidy were admitted to the luxurious penthouse apartment of Rip Randall. Officer Belden introduced Hawk to Wilkins, the dead man's valet. The tall, slightly bald manservant told his story of what had happened.
Mr. Randall came home very late last night, bringing some guests with him. He'd been despondent all afternoon and probably figured a party of his friends who had certainly helped cure his blues.
Why was he despondent? Business worries, or was it women?
Oh, neither, Inspector. It was his brother, Frank. He was here yesterday morning, and there was a quarrel.
Inspector Hawk examined the body of the young man, slumped over the fragile card table, his head resting near a column of crazily balanced cocktail glasses. He turned to the valet.
Have you any knowledge of Mr. Randall's will?
Yes, sir. I get $10,000, and his brother gets the remainder of the estate. But I believe that part of the will was to be changed, sir.
I see. Is there any reason why he would commit suicide?
The blues brought on by the constant bickering with his brother might have brought it about, sir.
The inspector picked up the gun on the floor by slipping a pencil into the barrel. As he examined it closely, his glance fell to the wastebasket beside the table. In the bottom of the receptacle were two crumpled bits of paper. He read the scribbled memorandum. One of them contained, then turned to Sergeant Cassidy.
This isn't suicide, Cassidy. This is plain murder. Well, that's what I thought when Wilkins said the will was to be changed. Shall I go after Randall's brother, Frank? No. No, Cassidy. Hold Wilkins here.
Inspector Hawk faced Wilkins.
Now, you told us Randall shot himself and fell onto the table. If that had been so, the balanced glasses would have been knocked over by the jar. He was shot and carefully placed in that position. In the waste paper basket, I also found two pieces of paper that ran your story as a series of lies. One of them is a note Randall had written to his lawyer, instructing him to cut you out of his will, not his brother. The other is a bit of cleansing tissue, and there are shreds of its lint on the roof parts of the gun. No doubt the chemist's headquarters will very easily prove that you used this tissue in order to wipe your fingerprints from the murder weapon.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Ducks is Ducks, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words,
Radio Malasia. Small nation, great station.
Truth is stranger than fiction. This is the proof. This is Ripley's. Believe it or not.
An empty gallon can will hold 1 gallon of ammonia gas. Yet when the same can is filled with water, it will increase its capacity to 600 gallons of ammonia gas. Believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you how a stroke of lightning made a church. A stroke of lightning is responsible for the Church of San Marcos in Salamanca, Spain. The shell of the building was originally a tower of the city walls. In the 14th century, lightning struck the tower and converted the spire into a side-view likeness of a human face. The natives declared that the miraculous profile was that of King Alfonso XI, then reigning. He acknowledged the resemblance and felt impelled to convert the tower into a church, believe it or not.
Oh, that's not right.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour. 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. On such a timeless flight, and I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no, no. No one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket. I'm a rocket man. it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Radio Malassia.